6.12. Other users on our roads. Let's review other important users of our roads and how we should share the road with them. 6.12.1. School buses. All drivers moving in either direction must stop for a stopped school bus which is picking up or dropping off children. The bus will have flashing red lights at this time. The flashing red lights are located at the top front and top back of the bus. You must remain stopped until all children are clear of the roadway and the bus signal has stopped flashing. The bus will flash a yellow light when it is preparing to load, unload children as a warning to other drivers that they be prepared to stop. The only time you do not need to stop is if the bus is on the other side of a divided or multi-lane, two or more traffic lanes in each direction, highway. Painted lines or pavement markings are not considered to be barriers. If you are moving in the same direction as the bus, you must always stop and not go forward until the bus stop signal has been withdrawn. Not stopping for a school bus is a serious violation. You may be fined up to $1,250, and your driving privilege could be suspended for a period of 6 months. Texas Transportation Code Section 545.066. A second violation occurring within 5 years may result in a fine of up to $2,000. 6.12.2. Emergency vehicles. You must yield the right-of-way to a police car, fire engine, ambulance, or any other emergency vehicle using a siren or red light. When not on the highway, drive as close to the right edge of the road as possible and stop until the emergency vehicle has passed. However, don't stop in an intersection. If you are in an intersection when you see an emergency vehicle, continue through the intersection and then drive to the right as soon as you can stop. Emergency vehicles often use the wrong side of the street to continue on their way. They sometimes use a loudspeaker to talk to drivers blocking their path. It is against the law to follow within 500 feet of any emergency vehicle which is answering an emergency call. If you drive for sightseeing purposes to the scene of a fire, crash, or other disaster, you may be arrested. Casual observers interfere with the essential services of police, firefighters, ambulance crews, or other rescue personnel. You must obey any traffic direction, order, or signal by a traffic or police officer or a firefighter. Obey law enforcement, fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles using sirens or flashing lights. When you encounter an emergency vehicle, pull over to the closest edge of the roadway immediately and stop until the emergency vehicle has passed. Do not block intersections. Sometimes it's hard to believe, but there are actually vehicles on the road that have more important places to go than you do.
Move Over Act. In the United States, an average of one emergency worker a month is killed while responding to a roadside emergency. To protect first responders while they are engaged in their jobs, most states have now enacted some version of a Move Over Act or Slow Down/Move Over Law. Texas law is similar to the law in most states. It requires that, unless otherwise directed by a law enforcement officer, a driver who is approaching an emergency vehicle, tow truck or TX. Highway maintenance and construction vehicles by the side of the road that has its emergency or overhead lights activated must move out of the lane next to the emergency, tow truck, or TX. Highway maintenance and construction vehicle if traveling on a roadway with two or more lanes, or if unable to move into another lane or if traveling on a roadway with single lanes going in opposite directions, slow to a speed not more than 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit if the posted speed limit is 25 miles per hour or more, or slow to a speed not more than 5 miles per hour if the posted speed limit is less than 25 miles per hour. In 2021, the Texas legislature expanded the Move Over Act to include the following types of vehicles when their emergency lights are activated. Service vehicles used by utilities, gas, water, electric cable. Vehicles used to transport solid waste, garbage trucks, and vehicles operated by a toll road or bridge.
6.12.3. Slow-moving vehicles. Some vehicles are not designed to keep up with the speed of traffic. Look for these vehicles and adjust your speed accordingly before you reach them. Farm tractors, animal-drawn carts, and road maintenance vehicles usually travel 25 miles per hour or less. Slow-moving vehicles have an orange triangle on the back. Also be aware that large trucks and small cars lose speed on long steep hills and may take longer to get up to speed when entering traffic. 6.12.4. Large trucks. Trucks take longer than cars to stop because of their size. Trucks have much larger blind spots than a car. If you are following or riding next to a truck, make sure that a truck driver sees you in their side mirrors. Recognize that trucks and commercial vehicles make very wide turns. When you are behind a truck that is turning, you should stay well out of its way and don't proceed forward until it has completed its turn. 6.12.5. Oversize overweight loads. While sharing the road with trucks, you may sometimes encounter an oversize or overweight load. Usually, trucks are limited to carrying a maximum of 80,000 pounds per load, but once in a while, there are loads that weigh much more or are of a size that requires special care when traveling on public highways. The laws for transporting oversized overweight loads are different in each state, and a truck that must pass through different states must have permission from each state and must comply with each state's laws. Generally, a truck carrying an oversized overweight load must display large banners showing that it is carrying an oversized overweight load. In addition to the banners, the truck must have marked pilot or escort vehicles both in front and to the rear of the truck. Those pilot escort vehicles have a very important role in making sure the oversized overweight load is transported safely. The lead pilot escort vehicle will drive ahead at a distance far enough so the driver can identify any obstacles or potential problems on the road and have time to relay that information back to the truck driver. The lead vehicle will also block traffic if the truck needs to cross an intersection. The rear pilot escort driver will act to warn vehicles behind if the truck needs to change lanes or make some other maneuver that would impact traffic behind. The rear driver also keeps an eye on the truck's load to ensure that the load hasn't shifted and that all the tires are fully inflated and functional. If the truck needs to change lanes, both the front and rear pilot escort vehicles will signal and move over first to ensure that the lane is free of traffic when the truck changes lanes. Things to remember when driving around oversized overweight loads. If it takes a normal semi-truck longer to stop, a truck with an oversized overweight load will take even longer. Give them plenty of room to stop and maneuver. A truck with an oversized overweight load has more and larger blind spots than a normal semi. A truck with an oversized overweight load may have to slow down significantly when going around corners or sharp curves. Going too fast could cause the load to tip over. Exercise a lot of patience if you are following. When turning, a truck with an oversized overweight load will have to swing wide and may take up to two or more lanes while turning. Don't try to pass the truck while it is turning. If a truck with an oversized overweight load is stopped, it will take extra time for it to get up to speed. Be patient. Don't put your car between the pilot escort vehicles and the truck. It's dangerous to obstruct the view between the escort vehicle and the truck ahead. If the lead driver is acting as a flagman to stop traffic while a truck crosses an intersection, obey his directions just as you would a construction zone flag person or a police officer directing traffic.
6.12.5. Pedestrians. It's the motorist's responsibility to do everything possible to avoid colliding with pedestrians, bicyclists, skaters, and skateboarders. Motorists must always yield to pedestrians. This is very important because pedestrians can be unpredictable. They don't always cross the street at crosswalks. They could step off the curb suddenly and may not be watching where they're going. You always have to keep an eye out anytime there might be people near the street. Look far enough ahead while you're driving to anticipate any pedestrians trying to cross the street. Don't forget about pedestrians with impaired vision. When you see someone with a white cane or a guide dog, you must always slow down or stop and yield them the right of way. Many blind pedestrians are hit from behind as they cross the street, hit by cars that are just turning a corner, or where the driver just wasn't paying close enough attention to the road. Remember, if you are the pedestrian, you still have to take responsibility for your own safety. You cannot just jump out in front of traffic. Just because you have the right of way at the corner does not mean you can just run out in front of cars and yell, "I have the right of way." You must use the crosswalk if there is one, and you must allow the oncoming vehicles a chance to see you and yield to you.
6.12.6. Motorcycles. It's more dangerous driving a motorcycle than driving a car. The first and most obvious reason is that if you get hit or hit something on your motorcycle, there is nothing shielding your body from the roadway. NHTSA's most recent statistics show motorcyclists were 26 times as likely as passenger car occupants to die in a motor vehicle crash, and 5 times as likely to be injured. In 2013, there were 4,668 motorcycle fatalities. An additional 88,000 motorcycle occupants were injured.
Texas law requires anyone riding a motorcycle to have either an M license or a Class A, B, or C license with a motorcycle endorsement. In order to get a Class M license or a motorcycle endorsement, the operator must provide proof of completion of an approved motorcycle operator training course. Three-wheeled motorcycles, referred to as trikes, operate much differently than two-wheeled motorcycles. As such, they require special training administered through the Department of Public Safety before a Class M restricted trike driver's license will be issued. One problem with sharing the road with motorcycles is that motorcycles have a low profile, making them harder to see. Motorists who don't make a habit of looking out for motorcycles when turning or changing lanes run a high risk of being involved in a collision with a motorcyclist. In 2013, there were 2,182 two-vehicle fatal crashes involving a motorcycle and another type of vehicle. In 42%, 922, of these crashes, the other vehicle was turning left while the motorcycle was going straight, passing, or overtaking the vehicle. Both vehicles were going straight in 456 crashes, 21%. Under Texas law, if a person fails to yield the right of way and it results in a collision causing injury, the minimum fine shall be $500. If the collision results in a serious bodily injury or death, the minimum fine shall be $1,000, maximum fine of $4,000. It is estimated that helmets saved the lives of 1,630 motorcyclists in 2013. If all motorcyclists had worn helmets, an additional 715 lives could have been saved. Helmets are estimated to be 37% effective in preventing fatal injuries to motorcyclists. This means that for every 100 motorcyclists killed in crashes while not wearing a helmet, 37 of them could have been saved had all 100 worn a helmet. One final note, when following a motorcycle, remember that motorcycles have the ability to stop quicker than other vehicles in an emergency. That means that following them too closely endangers both your life and that of the motorcyclist. Traffic Safety Facts 2013 Data, Motorcycles, May 2015, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, March 2016, www.nrd.nhtsa.dot.gov/pubs/812148.pdf. 6.12.7, Bicycles. People driving mopeds or bicycles on the roadway have the same rights and duties as motor vehicle drivers. They must obey all traffic controls and signals and may be ticketed for traffic violations. But while they may have the same responsibilities as motorists, a bicycle is different than a motor vehicle. Like motorcycles, they offer no protection to the rider in a collision, and they can easily be hidden from a driver's sight by other vehicles or caught in a driver's blind spot. You should always be aware of the possibility that a bicyclist is nearby, hidden from your view. If you're sharing the road with a bicycle, there are many things you can do to minimize the risks. First, make the bicyclist aware of your intentions. Signal well ahead of time if you're planning to stop, make a turn, or change lanes. If you're driving behind a cyclist, increase your following distance and give them space to maneuver. Do not try to pass a cyclist until you have plenty of room to do so. Anticipate potential problems for the cyclist on the roadway ahead, puddles, potholes, or wet or rough surfaces that could cause them to veer dangerously or go into a skid. Keep in mind, some bicyclists may ignore their responsibility to obey all traffic laws. They can behave unpredictably, and you must be prepared for their sudden maneuvers or inattention to traffic signals. Don't forget, children being carried or riding bicycles should wear properly fitted bicycle helmets. 6.12.8, Neighborhood Electric Vehicles. Golf carts or small utility carts are common sights in many neighborhoods. Texas law authorizes neighborhood electric vehicles, NEVs, to be operated on roads with a posted speed limit of 45 miles per hour or less. The bill authorizes driver license holders to operate NEVs without having a motorcycle endorsement, clarifies that drivers and passengers in such vehicles are not required to wear helmets, and specifies that enclosed three-wheel vehicles, as described in the bill, are authorized to operate in preferential lanes. Just like bicycles and motorcycles, these vehicles have a small profile and drivers may not anticipate their presence. These vehicles normally have a top speed of around 25 miles per hour, so drivers may come up on them very quickly. These vehicles should be treated as a slow-moving vehicle, and if lanes are designated for their use, drivers should stay out of those lanes unless turning across them to enter a driveway or cross street. If you're crossing a street or turning in a neighborhood where NEVs are common, look out for them before proceeding. In addition to NEVs, an aware driver will be scanning neighborhoods for recreational vehicles, such as all-terrain vehicles, ATVs. Texas law requires that the operator hold either a driver's license or commercial license and an ATV safety certificate. These documents must be carried with the operator at all times when operating the ATV. Both riders and drivers are required to wear eye protection and a safety helmet. Remember, you must have at least two people in your vehicle to use a high occupancy vehicle lane, HOV. Before changing lanes, you must signal at least 5 seconds ahead of time or during the last 100 feet before the lane change. Don't cut across lanes if you are about to miss your exit on the highway. Trucks require a larger gap between them and the vehicle in front. They require 4 times the stopping distance of a car. Trucks have larger blind spots. Don't drive on the side of a truck. Always yield to pedestrians. On a two-way street or highway, all drivers moving in either direction must stop for a stopped school bus which is picking up or dropping off children. You must remain stopped until all children are clear of the roadway and the bus signal has been withdrawn.